This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with tour guides Cullen Mares and Elizabeth Lister, and we're talking about the Inner Hebrides Islands in Scotland. And then you also have the Highland Clearances that factors into the heritage here. What are the Highland Clearances?
Well, after the events at Culloden, which was the last battle on mainland Britain, where those that supported the Stuart line and Bonnie Prince Charlie fighting on behalf of his father came across the government troops under the Duke of Cumberland, who was fighting for the Hanoverian side. Mm-hmm. And at the Battle of Culloden, it was a complete rout. The Jacobites were defeated for once and for all.
So basically, the English slaughtered the Scottish.
No.
And they ran.
No.
Don't ever
People have this misconception that it was the Scots against the English. No, there were many English Jacobites and the Lowland Scots supported the Hanoverian side. So it was not about geography, Scotland versus England. It wasn't religion. This was civil war, families split.
Oh, my goodness.
Very often deliberately, so that no matter which side won, they didn't forfeit all their land. They were fighting strategically.
But then that led to the Highland Clearances, which was devastating for the poor people there.
Exactly. So what happened was those that had supported the Jacobites lost, they forfeited their land.
Oh.
And traditionally, the heartland of support for the Jacobites was in the Highlands. So many of the clan chiefs lost their land, went into exile with their king
in France. So they got on the wrong side. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And by forfeiting their land, the land was then given to those that had supported the government. Those came largely from the south. They had no heritage in the Highlands, and so they had no loyalty in the old clan system. They saw sheep down in the lowlands and thought sheep are more profitable than people. So they moved the people from the lands. At first, they paid them to go voluntarily. But if they weren't going voluntarily, as it escalated, they were forcibly evicted from their homes.
That's a hard history, and we can get a dose of that as we travel around, especially on the islands and the more distant corners.
You see so many abandoned crofts that tell the story of just exactly what happened. And places like Waterloo, where people were promised that if they fought at the Battle of Waterloo in the Napoleonic Wars, that they would be rewarded with land when they came home. Mm. They came home to no land, and their families forcibly evicted.